Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org. Someday,
someday, someday. Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
Welcome to AutoZone, where we've got more ways to get what you need fast and take care of that fall tune-up. With our free same-day store pickup, you can order online and pick it up today at your local AutoZone. Or we can bring it to you with our free next-day delivery. Just order on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we'll have it at your front door the next day. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders. Restrictions at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It is Super Bowl week. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. As I said at the beginning, it is indeed Super Bowl week. Welcome to the program. We've got a lot to get to on the program. We have Owen Whittleson back on the program. He is the host, the co-host of the Harrow Heads Abroad podcast. And the podcast is dedicated to Kansas City Chiefs content. We're going to discuss the AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Bills, Super Bowl 55, and more. And also we have Evan Winter on the program. Evan is a writer for Bucks Nation. It's a website dedicated to covering Tampa Bay Buccaneers content. So we've got great interviews coming up on this Super Bowl week. But before we get to those interviews and things of that nature, of course, we've got to get started with the games. And, of course, let's recap the NFC Championship game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Green Bay Packers. Tampa Bay would go along to beat Green Bay. Final score, 31-26. Let's start off with the first score in the game in the first quarter. Tom Brady would throw a touchdown pass to Mike Evans. Here's how it happened.
Brady throws end zone. He's got Evans for the touchdown. Third down conversions on their way down the field, and Mike Evans is in for the score and the early points for the Buccaneers here on the road.
Well, Kevin King comes up.
So Brady throws the touchdown pass to Evans. The extra point is good. It's 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, again, Aaron Rodgers showing off his future Hall of Fame potential. He throws a touchdown pass to Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Matchup with Corey Linsley, one of the best in the game. Here's one down the sideline. It is caught. Touchdown, Green Bay. Valdes-Scantling on a beautiful throw from Aaron Rodgers.
So the touchdown pass from Rodgers to Scantling would help Green Bay take the lead, but not so fast. Tampa Bay would come back as Leonard Fournette would score a touchdown for the Bucs.
On first down, Fournette stutter steps and now is able to bounce. What a move, a spin, and touchdown! What?
So after Leonard Fournette gets the touchdown, Tampa Bay would have a lead. Now after Mason Crosby made a field goal to give Green Bay 10 points, at before the end of the first half, Tom Brady would throw an amazing touchdown pass. Here's how it happened.
Brady goes for the deep shot. He got a touchdown! Scotty Miller! Oh, my gosh! Scotty Miller got behind the defense and for 39 yards gets the touchdown. And what a half by Tom Brady.
Is that Kevin King?
So the touchdown pass from Tom Brady to Scotty Miller would give Tampa Bay a 21-10 lead at halftime. Second half, Tampa Bay continued their dominance, especially on the defensive side. Jordan Whitehead would force a fumble, and Devin White would recover.
Pass to Jones coming across the field, and that's a fumble picked up by Devin White. White is inside the 10. Whitehead knocked it out.
So Whitehead forces the fumble, and Devin White, the All-Pro, recovered the fumble, and it would set up Tampa Bay's next play. Tom Brady would throw a touchdown pass to Cameron Brady.
Down by Jordan Whitehead. For Whitehead, his second forced fumble of the game, but this one's picked up by his teammate. Devin White back at the end zone. Touchdown break.
So Tom Brady connects with Cameron Brait for a touchdown, but not so fast. Green Bay would come back and strike with the vengeance. They would put two scores on the board before the end of the third quarter. Here's Aaron Rodgers throwing a touchdown pass to his tight end, Robert Tonyan.
Rodgers slings it, pass is caught. Touchdown, Tonyan.
So Rodgers connects with Tonyan for the score, and right before the end of the third quarter, he would hook up with his main target, wide receiver Devontae Adams.
Now to third and goal, Asterman on the rush, pass caught, touchdown, Adams!
So the two touchdown passes from Rodgers, one to Tonyan and the other to Adams, would put Green Bay ahead. Would put Green Bay closer in the contest. The score would be 28-23, Tampa Bay at the end of the third quarter. So Ryan Succop would kick a field goal for the Bucs, and then Mason Crosby would kick a field goal, even though there were questions about the decision that Green Bay had made, deciding to not go for it on fourth and five. They kicked the field goal, and when Tampa gets on offense, Chris Godwin converts on a big conversion on a second and five, and Green Bay only had one timeout left. Tampa Bay converts. They ice the game, and the final score would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31, the Green Bay Packers 26 to win the NFC Championship. Now let's move along now to the other game. We had the AFC Championship between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. Things got out to a very rocky start for Kansas City in the first quarter.
Gross average over 50 yards a punt. Got it. To Knox. To the end zone. And a Buffalo touchdown.
So after the fumble return by Kansas City returner Mecole Hardman, turnover would put Buffalo in great field position as Josh Allen would throw a touchdown pass to Dawson Knox. Of course, they got the field goal from Tyler Bass, which was the first score in the game. The extra point was no good. At the end of the first quarter, Buffalo would lead 9-0. Second quarter, all Kansas City. After Mecole Hardman had the turnover on the fumble return, he definitely made up for it in a big way. Patrick Mahomes would hook him up for a touchdown.
Gets the touchdown as he continues to try to atone for an earlier mistake. Got a block by Kelsey. Mahomes with a...
So Patrick Mahomes throws the touchdown pass to Mecole Hardman and would put Kansas City on the board. Score would be 9-7. After the Buffalo Bills would get another field goal from Tyler Bass, Kansas City would put more points on the board. Here's running back Darrell Williams scoring a touchdown for the Chiefs.
It's Williams up ahead, reaching. with the knees down. Now they're going to call it a touchdown. I think this might look differently once they go back. But give Williams credit for fighting through the traffic from 6 yards out. Ruling on the field is touchdown. Well, that looks good from there.
So after Darrell Williams gets the touchdown, Kansas City increases their lead. And right before halftime, the other running back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, coming back from his injury, would put more points on the board for the Chiefs.
This is goal. Edwards-Helaire is in for the touchdown.
Well, Alex Reddy's having a game right now.
So after Clyde Edwards-Helaire scores the touchdown, the extra point was good, and Kansas City would lead 21-12 at the end of the first half going into halftime. The third quarter, Buffalo would kick another field goal, but that would basically be it for them because Kansas City would continue to mash on the gas and would never look back. So here's a touchdown from Patrick Mahomes hooking up with Travis Kelce.
Through motion, go right to the middle. Fake it and then go right there or back to the flat.
Here's Mahomes. Look at underhanded. He throws it for the touchdown. How about that throw? Always a little something different. Travis Kelce.
So after Mahomes hooks up with Kelce for their first score in the contest, the extra point was good, and then Kansas City would add another field goal from Harrison Butker at the end of the third quarter. The fourth quarter, Buffalo would score a touchdown. 2-point conversion was no good, but it didn't matter because Kansas City had pretty much put the nail in the coffin on this one. Here's Patrick Mahomes hooking up once again with Travis Kelce for their second touchdown.
Free motion, let go, and then get the ball to the flat quickly, somewhere to Austin.
Lobs it up in the air to Kelce. No one near him. And he knows that was likely the knockout punch.
The same.
Indeed, it was the knockout punch, and that was the final score in the AFC Championship game. The Kansas City Chiefs, 38, the Buffalo Bills, 24. And Kansas City wins their second straight AFC Championship game. Again, the audio that you heard was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports and Fox Sports. All right, so that's a recap of the conference championship games. Now it's time for my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is, he said it himself, he hasn't even reached his prime yet. He's only 25, but man, the future is really bright for him. The next 10 to 15 years are going to be amazing for him with the nucleus that he has in Kansas City with Andy Reid, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Tyron Matthew, Frank Clark, Chris Jones, and so on and so forth. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you add him to the mix, and a host of other talent on that team. The sky is the limit for him. Who knows how many records he could break surpassing Tom Brady, but it all depends on how long the TB12 is going to play. Nevertheless, Patrick Mahomes has already made his mark and will continue to make his mark for the next decade and beyond. Patrick Mahomes is really what all you want in a quarterback. He's got the arm strength. He's got the accuracy. His athletic ability is solid. He's everything you ask for in the leadership skills. He's one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. And again, in the league, you have the great young talent with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson. And then Patrick Mahomes is really the upper echelon. He is really the cream of the crop. And, you know, what Kansas City has going right now is truly phenomenal. And, I mean, if this could be New England all over again. I mean, I don't want to say it's going to be New England, but it could be New England-like in this next dynasty that what we're witnessing right now. So Patrick Mahomes, outstanding. Need I say more about him and what he has done and what he's going to continue to do from here on out? My next storyline is going to be the quarterback he's going to be going up against, Tom Brady. I mean, what can you say about TB12? 6 Super Bowls, looking for his 7th one. He's going to be playing in his 10th Super Bowl. This is outstanding. When I think of all the great quarterbacks that we've seen throughout the years in the National Football League, Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw. You can also put Dan Marino in the mix as well. Bart Starr and, you know, Warren Moon and a host of others that have gone on. Those gentlemen put up some great numbers, but they didn't play in a quarterback era. Can you imagine if they played in today's NFL, what numbers they would have put up? Insane. And let's not forget, it also with them playing in the quarterback league, it would have saved them from a lot of unnecessary hits as well. And let's just be real. Tom Brady has put up the numbers. He's been consistent, but he's also been a benefit. He's also been a benefactor in being in the quarterbacks league. He hasn't been hit too much. He's only been injured one. He's only had one serious injury in his career, and that was the year after they went to the Super Bowl, but they lost to the Giants. Of course, Matt Castle came in and was his backup. Other than that, Brady has been outstanding. And we have to enjoy it. We have to enjoy this greatness. I know some people are saying, ah, Tom Brady, ah, man, he just keeps going back to the Super Bowl. But we need to enjoy this. We need to enjoy this greatness while it's here, because we may never see anything like this again for a long time. Patrick Mahomes, who could be the next to do it, who knows? But, man, we have to enjoy TB12. Let's enjoy Tom Brady. Let's just enjoy the magic that he has provided and will continue to provide. Will he retire? No, he's not going to retire anytime soon. I think he's going to play till 50, I think, and then some. That's just me. That's my take on that. And for my last storyline, is going to be the city of Tampa. So, again, different circumstances this year that's going on in our world right now. It would have been a festive mood in the city of Tampa, Florida, for the Super Bowl. You know, Tampa, again, last year's Super Bowl was in South Florida. It took place in Miami. And when we think about the city of Miami, we know that it's a fun time. It's a great time. It's a festive time. Always great celebrating the Latin culture of Miami. We know Miami is an international city with so many different flavors, so many different cultures. Tampa, a little bit of a slower city, more family friendly, but there's still, you know, pre-COVID, there are things to do in Tampa, Busch Gardens and things of that nature. So it's going to have a different, the city of Tampa is going to have a different feel. We know that there's going to be frontline workers that have been given tickets to this year's game, which is going to be really good considering all that's happened in our world and what's currently going on right now. I know the city of Tampa is going to try their best to do what they can to drive up some sort of economic boost during these tough times right now. It's just interesting how everything is being played out. I want to see right here, the city of Tampa has hosted two Super Bowls. They've hosted Super Bowls in 1984 and then in 1991. So, you know, they've only hosted two Super Bowls in there. Well, actually, the city of Tampa has hosted, they have hosted currently four Super Bowls. They hosted two Super Bowls in 1984 and 1991 at the old Tampa Stadium, and currently at Raymond James Stadium in 2001 and in 2009. The last Super Bowl that they had in 2009 was at Raymond James Stadium, was just a classic between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Arizona Cardinals. And, of course, this is going to be the fifth Super Bowl. This is going to be the fifth one at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. And this game is shaping up to be a classic for Super Bowl 55. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be, what can you say? It's just going to be a fantastic time. Again, considering the circumstances, I know the city of Tampa was looking forward to this. This is going to be their first time hosting a Super Bowl in 12 years. But, man, Brady and Mahomes, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do anything and everything in their power to try to make the best of the situation during these tough times that we're in. All right, so that completes segment number one. When we come back from the break, I have my exclusive interview. I have him back on the program. He's the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, Owen Whittleson. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the NFL Wrap-Up.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime. Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
News, laws, and regulations.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
Regulations are changing by the day.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
Hey, we get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people. News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Ooh, a fondue set. Now I need to find the coupon code.
Not anymore, Susan. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout.
Wait, instantly?
It's called shopping smart, not hard. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer for free and let it do the work for you.
Don't mind if I fondue.
Ah, that's kind of cheesy. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
A payroll and HR company needs to be prepared for whatever is going to happen. You could say that over 70 years of experience helping businesses all over the world run smoothly is good preparation. But for ADP, that's not enough. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, we're staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate the complexities. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The Lexus RX. With dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen. It's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger. But the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond. Not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a GEICO agent near you.
And Hartman gets the touchdown as he continues to try to atone for an earlier mistake. First and goal, Edwards. He lands in for the touchdown.
Go right to the middle. Fake it and then go right there or back to the flat.
Here's Mahomes. Look at underhand and he throws it for the touchdown.
A few motions, let go, and then get the ball to the flat quickly. Somewhere to Austin.
Lobs it up in the air to Kelsey. No one near him.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs make a return trip to the Super Bowl as they beat the Buffalo Bills in the 2020 AFC Championship game. The final score was 38-24, and we have them back program here. Here is a gentleman who is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. We're going to talk about the AFC Championship game and also the big matchup that's ahead. Let's welcome him back to the program once again, the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, which is dedicated to Kansas City Chiefs content from the UK perspective, Owen Whittleson. Hey, Owen, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me back. It's great to be back.
Same here, Owen. Thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to get come back on the program. So let's jump right to it. Give me your highlights and your lowlights from the AFC Championship game.
I mean, obviously, we didn't get off to a very strong start, going down 9-0, and obviously the Mecole Hardman dropped punt return was one of the low lights of the game, I would say. So we did get off to a slow start, but as a Chiefs fan watching the playoffs last year, when we came back from all of these deficits against the Texans, Titans and 49ers in all three of those games, my nerves weren't too bad at that point because I knew that we're a team that had the potential to come back, and that's exactly what we did. We then went and scored 38 points to their 6 in the second and third quarter. So I think we bounced back really well, and it just shows, again, the determination of this team to get back into things when at first it looks like we're down.
Rightfully so. And you mentioned about Mecole Hardman. That was a lot of Chiefs fans, including yourself. Their heart stopped for a minute when he fumbled on the punt return, and it looks like the Bills had it for a minute. But like you said, that determination is what helped the Chiefs get the victory. So let's stay with the offensive side with the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, the storyline coming into this game was, will he play? Won't he play? Well, he did play. He cleared the concussion protocol, but there were issues about his toe. He looked great. He had 3 touchdown passes, and he also passed for 325 yards. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, no surprise, they were sensational in this game. And also, Darrell Williams filled in nicely in the running department. I mean, Kansas City's running game didn't turn any heads, but it was effective enough. But just kind of give me your thoughts on the Chiefs' offense in this contest.
Yeah, obviously, like you said, with Patrick Mahomes, being up in the air throughout the week leading up to the game, it was a bit nervous whether he'd be able to play or not. And the fact they did manage to step out on the field and play a really good game, I mean, throwing three touchdowns of no interceptions and over 300 yards passing, it's just a credit to him and how talented he is and how dedicated he is to see this thing through and to will on with the Chiefs. So it was really good to see him out there. And I think the game plan with him not running as much as he would normally and not escaping out and sitting in the pocket and making these passes and putting together a really good offense, it just shows how talented he is. And it was great to see all those pieces clicking with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce combining for nearly 300 yards themselves. It was just great to see the whole team together with Patrick Mahomes under center.
All right, and speaking of being together, the defense for Kansas City showed up in this one. I'm looking at again at the box score right here. Frank Clark had two sacks in this game. Lajarius Sneed had a sack. Also, Tanoh Kapasian had a sack in this contest. And Rashad Fenton had an interception in this game. Now, Kansas City's defense hasn't been top 10 within the last several years, but they make plays. They make plays when they have to. Just kind of give me your take on the Chiefs' defense in this game.
Yeah, I think they stepped up against a really good offense. I mean, the Bills have shown all season long how good they are, especially in the passing game. I mean, Josh Allen's had a fantastic season. I said this last time I was on the show, how good he's been this season. So this defense stepping up and being able to put the pressure on him and really slow their offense down is a really good result for us and was a big factor to us moving on to the Super Bowl, especially Frank Clark, who had a much bigger game than he would have had in the regular season. He always steps up in those big moments and makes those plays for us. So, I think we came together really nicely. And it's been great seeing Lajarius Sneed back as well. I know that he did suffer with concussion towards the end of the game, but he played really well in this game as well and came up huge for us to help us steal this victory.
Yeah, he stepped up big in this one. And, of course, the Chiefs, again, were going to beat the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game 38-24. Now, Owen, in every game, there's a winner and there's a loser. Let's talk about the quarterback that lost in this contest, Josh Allen. The future seems bright for the Buffalo Bills. Just kind of give me your take on Josh moving forward in his career.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Josh has had such a great season, and I think he only gets better from here. I mean, he's so young, and he's on a very young team, so there's a lot of room for him to develop and to keep building this strong team. It'll be really exciting to see how this rivalry between the Chiefs and the Bills develops over time as both these teams continue to grow and get better. So it'll be a really good contest for us as we go on to the next season and the season after that as this team develops, because Josh Allen's had a great season, and I think he'll only get better as time goes on.
Okay, now let's move along now, of course, to the winning quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. So now Patrick stamps his ticket to another Super Bowl, and he's definitely already solidified himself, continuing his legacy, and he says he hasn't reached his prime yet. Owen, I want to ask you, what do you think the differences are between Patrick from this season as opposed to last season?
For me, it just seems like it's the same old Patrick. He's putting together these incredible performances week in, week out, and he's showing out in these big games as well. I mean, last year, Patrick Mahomes was playing really well in the build-up to the playoffs, and the playoff run itself was a really good performance for him. And this season, we're seeing it again with, like I said, I mean, he's throwing for 325 yards and three touchdowns against a good Buffalo Bills defense. And I mean, he just showed how he's continued to grow and continue to become this player that that we all love to watch and love to see win games. So, yeah, I think his development as a quarterback from last season to this season has been great. And if he could, sky's the limit for this Chiefs team.
All right. And speaking of sky's the limit, they've definitely reached another plateau is that they'll take their team, take their talents to another Super Bowl, be Super Bowl 55 against a gentleman that has been, I mean, the upper echelon when it comes to quarterbacks and Tom Brady. I want to talk about I'll get to Brady in just one moment, but let's talk about Tampa Bay in this 2020 season. Owen, we've seen throughout the course of this season, they've had many moods. The first half of the year, we saw them struggle trying to find their identity. They were winning games, but they just didn't have it. They just didn't show a lot of that dominance. But the second half of the year and currently coming into this postseason run, they have made a lot of strides, and they're gelling at the right time. So tell me, how could you describe the Buccaneers in this 2020 season?
Yeah, I mean, you put it perfectly. This Buccaneers team, they had a bit of a rollercoaster season. They were struggling to put things together and to really become this superpower team. And then as the season progressed, and like you said, those connections started to gel and they become more of a team, it showed in the results. I mean, they went on a huge winning streak. And then into the playoffs, they were just rolling. I mean, the offense and the defense are both working really well. The defensive line started to come together really nicely, and they showed out massively in their conference championship game as well. So I think this Buccaneers team is getting good at the right time, basically, and really starting to show up and cause some problems for their opponents. So it'll be a really exciting Super Bowl to just watch these two quarterbacks and these two teams go up against each other. But it is a really tough team we're coming up against in 2 weeks.
Rightfully so. And you mentioned the prime position, the quarterback, Tom Brady. This is his first year in Tampa, and he's played great as of late. I mean, not just Tom Brady, but just the Buccaneers. They've beaten, in this postseason, they've beaten Drew Brees and they've beaten Aaron Rodgers. They have a chance to beat Patrick Mahomes. I want to talk about Brady for a moment. When you what were your thoughts when you found out Brady had signed with Tampa, and how did you think the Bucs were going to do in this 2020 NFL season?
Well, I mean, when the news broke that Tom Brady would be going to Tampa, it's obviously, if you look at the two rosters, there's an improvement, especially with the weapons that he's got on offense when he's got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and all these other pieces like Cameron Brate and the various other pieces on offense that can help. I certainly thought it was an improvement for what he had in New England this past season when he went out in the wild card round in 2019. So I thought, obviously, if this is the Brady that's going to step up when he needs to, like he's always done like countless times before, then it should be a really scary team if they're able to pull that together. And obviously getting Leonard Fournette as well halfway through the season only went on to improve their offense. So yeah, as he went into Tampa Bay, as you see this team and you think these guys could put together a decent run, and with Bruce Arians at coach, they could really pull something together here, and they've done exactly that. And Tom Brady's off to his 10th Super Bowl, so yeah, they're a scary team right now.
Indeed, they are a scary team right now, and that sets the stage for I expect this. I'm pretty sure you expect this as well, Owen. This is going to be a classic matchup between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of history is being made, not just with Brady and Mahomes, but just with these teams and with these two teams in general, particularly with Tampa Bay, because with Tampa, this is the first time in NFL history that a team will be playing in the whole site. The Buccaneers will be playing at Raymond James Stadium, which is the host of this year's Super Bowl. So much history and so much dynamic, so many storylines in this. What do you think is going to – what are going to be the takeaways that you're getting from this game?
I mean, well, obviously it's a huge game with Patrick Mahomes, who's up and coming as one of the best quarterbacks in the league at the moment, going up against arguably the GOAT of quarterbacks in the NFL, Tom Brady, who's, like I said, been to nine Super Bowls, about to go to his 10th. He's won 6 of them, and he's looking for his 7th ring against Patrick Mahomes, who's starting to try and build this legacy for himself. It's set to be, like you said, a classic. It's going to be a great Super Bowl with these two quarterbacks and these two teams going up against each other. And obviously, with the Buccaneers being at their home stadium, it's only going to give them that momentum and give them that energy to push forward. But, you know, hopefully, as a Chiefs fan, I'm hoping we can go in there and cause the upset at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know, the Super Bowl is a worldwide affair. This is going to be a global event. I mean, this is going to be much bigger considering the current circumstances that we're in right now. Do you think this is going to be more about the quarterbacks, or do you think it's going to be other positions that are going to take the big role in this game?
I mean, when you look at these quarterbacks and what Tom Brady's already done in his career and what Patrick Mahomes has started to do and started to put together, I think a lot of this Super Bowl is going to come down to the defense on both sides of the ball. I mean, when Tampa Bay's Buccaneers defensive line has only been getting better and better, and Chiefs have suffered from some injuries in the offensive line, and then this Chiefs defense, which seems to step up in those big moments, I think as much as it is going to be the focus on these quarterbacks and what they can do, I think the winner of this game will be the team that has the defense and has that defense that can step up in these big moments and stop those quarterbacks from doing what they do best, which is winning games. So if these defenses can step up, and if Tampa Bay's managed to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, or this Chiefs defense manages to slow down this Tampa Bay offense and control all the pieces they have, then yeah, I think whichever team does that better will secure this victory.
Let's the Super Bowl for a moment. Owen, the last time that we spoke, I asked you about the presence of the NFL in the United Kingdom. Well, I want to ask you about about UK fans, NFL fans in the United Kingdom in regards to the Super Bowl. How are NFL fans getting ready for the Super Bowl in the UK?
Oh, I mean, it's great to see UK fans of the NFL get together during the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously, it's going to be different this year with COVID and everything, so we're not able to do what we normally do. I mean, I tend to go to a bar or my local pub and watch it with my mates. Obviously, this year we can't do that, but it's great to see all the fans of the NFL and even people from the UK that aren't fans of the NFL get behind this huge event and really show some love, because it is such a good event and it's really good to see all these people coming together and celebrating it. Obviously, this year is going to be different, but hopefully we can keep that energy up here in the UK and do something good. I'm hoping to put together some nice food and have my own little tailgate party at home. So, yeah, it should be good.
That was going to segue to my next question. What's going to be on the menu?
Oh, well, so for the championship game, I made myself some chicken wings like from scratch. So I'm thinking about doing that again because they were really nice the first time I tried that. So yeah, definitely some wings, some beer. Yeah, it'll be a great one, the classic tailgate food experience.
Now, normally when you, as you said, when you're with your mates and you're at the pub, what do you guys normally like to dine in or what do you guys normally like to eat?
Oh, well, I've been at university myself for the past few years for these last few Super Bowls. So normally it's just whatever the university bar is serving. I mean, there's pizzas, there's all sorts of stuff like chicken and wraps and wings and if you name it, they've probably got it. So whatever they're serving up, I would have been sure to order some of that. Yeah, obviously this year it's going to be more home food stuff, homemade stuff or some takeaways. But yeah, it'll be some good food no matter what I'm eating.
No fish and chips?
No, not for the Super Bowl. I tend to go more American when I'm watching some American sports. I like to to embrace the tradition of American dining.
Okay, well, fair enough. Here, the chicken wings and the beer, as you said, that always works for Owen. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Again, tell everybody what you do as the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast.
Yeah, sure. So I currently co-host, like you said, the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. We tend to put our episodes weekly on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the usual channels. Yeah, it's a great fun. It's just a bunch of English guys getting together, or a bunch of guys from the UK getting together and talking Chiefs and talking the NFL. So, yeah, it's really good fun. It's the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. And like I said, you can find it in all the usual channels.
All right, sweet. And again, let everybody know where they can find the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, whether it be on the various social media platforms. Again, let them know the website, and also let people know where they can find you on social media. And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Yeah, brilliant. So you can find us on Twitter at @KCChiefs_UK. That's @KCChiefs_UK. We're on Facebook as well, Arrowheads Abroad. And also you can find our website at arrowheadsabroad.com as well. And my personal Twitter is @WidowsonOwen. So, yeah, it'd be great if you can give me a follow.
All right, sweet. So you heard it from him. He's Owen Widowson. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. Check him out and check out the show as well on the various social media platforms. Now, Owen, thanks again. Before we let you go, are there any special Chiefs chants in the UK that you would like to demonstrate for us on the show?
Chiefs chants? I mean, we do the classic chop. I guess you would call it a chant that all the fans do at Arrowhead Stadium. But it's actually been a while since we've been able to get together, so some of them have actually gone out of my head. But we're sure to do all the classic Chiefs ones that you hear in Arrowhead Stadium every week.
Oh, so I thought it'd be something. It's not anything similar to what your favorite team, your chant, like for Tottenham Hotspur.
We don't tend to have any that come off the top of my head. I mean, it's been so long since we've actually been to like a stadium and had that experience, had that environment, that it's just gone out of my head.
I got you. Okay, well, he's Owen Wilson. He's the co-host of the Arrowheads podcast. Check him out again at the website and also the various social media platforms. Owen, thank you so much once again. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I always have a good time. So, yeah, thanks for having me back on.
We'll be back with more right after this.
And Hartman gets the touchdown as he continues to try to atone for an earlier mistake. It's Williams up ahead, reaches.
I think the knee's down. Now they're going to call it a touchdown. I think this might look differently once they go back. But give Williams credit for fighting through the traffic from 6 yards out.
First to goal, Edwards.
He lands in for the touchdown.
Go right to the middle. Fake it and then go right there or back to the flat.
Here's Mahomes.
Look at underhanded. He throws it for the touchdown.
Through motion, let go, and then get the ball to the flat quickly. Somewhere to Austin.
Lobs it up in the air to Kelce. No one near him.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody, our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch, now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. Geico makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your Geico claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. Geico, great service without all the drama.
Sure, millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance. ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Oh, looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime. Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime. Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
All right, everybody. Once again, a big special thank you to Owen Whittleson, the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. Coming up next, we have Evan Winter. He's a writer for the Bucs Nation website. It's a website dedicated to covering Tampa Bay Buccaneers content. Evan is coming up next. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the NFL Wrap-Up.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law and Order SVU streaming now.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, No traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
Hey, what do you want to...
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Da da da. I don't know. What do y'all think we said da da da? Well, what did we do yesterday? Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right? Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
What do you want a da-da-da? What do y'all want a da-da-da? I've not a da with a da-da-da. We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and za.
Mm-hmm.
We could za and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, to da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're going to da, da, da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da, to da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Brady throws end zone. He's got Evans for the touchdown. Third down conversions on their way down the field, and Mike Evans is in for the score and the early points for the Buccaneers here on the road.
Well, Kevin King comes up, he gets a jam on him, and then he doesn't really retreat after that. And Evans is just able to get in behind him, go to the corner, and mistimes his jump on the ball. That's a three.
On first down, Fournette stutter steps and now is able to bounce. What a move, a spin, and touchdown! What a run by Leonard Fournette to put Tampa Bay back on top. Amos and Alexander both missed tackles, and Fournette able to take it in.
This guy really is a total runner. I mean, he can do it all. He's got power, he's got size, he's got quickness, and he's got speed. Jair Alexander right there, he's able to make the play. He not only misses a tackle, but he doesn't turn it back inside where he can get a little bit of help. It's just good time.
Brady goes for the deep shot. He's got a touchdown! Scotty Miller!
Oh, my gosh!
Scotty Miller got behind the defense and for 39 yards gets the touchdown. And what a half by Tom Brady.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. Tom Brady did a lot of damage in the first half, and it would lead to a victory over the Green Bay Packers, 31-26 in the NFC Championship game. So it was a combination of not just Tom Brady handling his business, but also the running game of Leonard Fournette and the defense supplied by Tampa Bay. We have a gentleman on the program that knows Tampa Bay Buccaneers football. He covers it inside and out. Let's welcome him to the program. He is the host of the Bucs Nation podcast, Evan Winter. Hello, Evan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. Hope all is well.
All is well, man. Thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's jump right to it. The NFC Championship game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers marched to one of the toughest places, not just in the NFL, but in all of professional sports. Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, they pulled off a victory, 31-26. Give me your highlights and lowlights from the game.
Easily the highlight has to be just Bruce Arians' aggressiveness in that first half, right before halftime, that led to the Scotty Miller touchdown. You know, obviously his life motto, his mantra is no risk it, no biscuit, and that's exactly what Tampa Bay did, calling the timeout after Jason Pierre-Paul got that sack on Aaron Rodgers, which led to the Sean Murphy bunny interception, then that eventually led to the Scotty Miller touchdown. I mean, just that entire sequence, you know, obviously, wow, my voice is cracking, but that entire sequence led the Bucs to a 21-10 halftime lead and then eventually helped them push together an even bigger lead at 28-10. The biggest takeaway, though, from the entire game, though, just has to be from the entire team standpoint of how they came together and won this game. Tom Brady, obviously, with his interceptions in the second half, didn't play too well after he played really, really well in the first half, but the defense stepped up even after losing Jordan Whitehead, one of the starting safeties. They were already without Antoine Winfield Jr., their other starting safety coming into the game. So just the fact that the back end of the defense was able to hold up, was able to weather that Green Bay storm, and then Ryan Succop coming through with the clutch kick at the end, it was a team victory, and that's what Tampa Bay needs if they're going to win the Super Bowl, and that, to me, was the biggest takeaway from the entire game.
All right, solid. And as you mentioned, Evan, it was a team effort, and football is the ultimate team sport. And let's stay with the Bucs' offensive side for a moment. As we mentioned, and as you mentioned, Tom Brady had a strong first half, but the second half of the game, he fizzled out a bit, but his defense really came through really throughout the whole game, how they shut down Aaron Rodgers and really they took away that running game. But let's stay with the Bucs' offense for a moment. I'm looking at the statistics here from the NFC Championship game. Tom Brady completed 20 out of 36 passes for 280 yards, 3 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions. Leonard Fournette contributed tremendously with a rushing touchdown in the contest. But I think on the offensive side, Chris Godwin really played the game of his life in this contest. Kind of give me your thoughts on the Bucs overall and the Bucs offense overall in this game.
You would think that at the end of the day, 31 points and 2 of 2 in the red zone, I believe they're over 60% conversion rate on third down, if I remember correctly. It was a good number. Don't know if it was exactly over 60%, but it was still a good number. You would think that you would walk away from that very, very pleased. However, there were still a lot of little things. Tom Brady on his second interception overthrew a wide open Mike Evans. That cost the Bucs 3 points. Chris Godwin, right before that, 47-yard catch or whatever it was, the deep catch that he caught that was just, an absolute highlight reel. He dropped a wide open pass on second down that led to a third and long that obviously opened up the opportunity to make that play, but you don't want to live and die by hero ball. And then Tyler Johnson even had a drop at one point in time. So there were a lot of little things Tampa Bay can work on that they're going to have to work on. Because to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, it's not about playing keep away like a lot of people say, run the ball, keep Mahomes on the sideline. You've got to score more points than them. And Tampa Bay wants to score points on a consistent basis and at a high rate, then they're going to have to improve those little things like I just mentioned in order to sustain drives. And then at the end of the day, obviously, Tom Brady can't be making the mistakes he made. I don't think the third interception was that big of a deal. This is a little bit more my personal opinion more than anything. There's no numbers really behind it. But that reminded me more of just a really long punt. Obviously the Packers took over at what, their own 25, 30-yard line after that play. And that play was a busted play anyways. You had a free rusher coming off the left defensive side of the ball, so Tom Brady's kind of chucked it up and got rid of it. That, to me, just reminded me of a long punt. But anyway, at the end of the day, you can be pleased with the offense, but like I said, they've got to fix those little things if they want to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Rightfully so. And let's move along now to the other side of the ball, defense. As you mentioned earlier, you talked about a head coach, Bruce Arians, calling a great game plan, and especially, as you mentioned, on the defensive side. And also give a lot of credit as well to defensive coordinator Todd Bowles. I mean, he's got some studs on the defensive side. I'm looking at the stats here. Shaquille Barrett, 3 sacks in this game. Jason Pierre-Paul had 2 sacks in this game. Sean Murphy Bunting had the interception. How about Devin White? He had was a leading tackler. He had 9 tackles, and of course with the fumble recovery in the contest. Just give me your thoughts on the Bucks defense throughout the course of this game.
Loved it, absolutely loved it, and the type of ball they played over these last 2 or 3 weeks has just been exceptional. The regular season, they were a good defense. You know, they had their moments though, but every team does in the NFL. However, they've really stepped up in the playoffs, and they've really helped set the tone and a lot of these wins. And the one thing in particular is the defense is closing out games in the fourth quarter. You look at the plays last week against the Saints. You look at Lavonte David's sack in the wild card game against the Washington football team on their final drive that closed that one out. Then obviously you've got this Shaquille Barrett sack this past week in the fourth quarter, and then you've got the stops and all that other stuff. So they know how to close out games in the fourth quarter, which you could argue is the most important trait out of any defense. And with the return of Vita Vea, I mean, I'll be honest, last week when they said that they were opening the 21-day window for him to return, I thought that was just for the Super Bowl. I thought, hey, you know, we have a shot to get in the Super Bowl. Let's go ahead and see what happens. Maybe we can have him. But he played, I think, 46% of the team's snaps this past week. Obviously, that's almost half. With him back in the lineup, not only does that make an elite run defense even better, but it allows Tampa Bay to open up their pass rush even that much more. Just a completely different defense when Vita Vea is on the field. So, yeah, Todd Bowles, his game plan, what he wants to do, he called a hell of a game plan against the Packers, especially for the second week in a row, just like he did against the Saints. And it should only get better with Vita Vea back in the lineup, and then once a healthy Antoine Winfield Jr. returns for the Super Bowl.
All right, we're going to talk more about you mentioned about the Saints, and of course they have a great quarterback with Drew Brees, and you know we'll talk more about Tom Brady in just a moment. But Tampa Bay, in this run that they've had in this postseason, they've beaten Drew Brees, and now they've beaten Aaron Rodgers. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers for a moment. We know he's going to go down as one of the greats to ever do it, a future Hall of Famer. One day he'll be in Canton. But right now, let's talk now about the present. What do you think? You know, in the postgame conference, Aaron says he's not sure. He's going to weigh out all his options. I don't know if he was just living in the moment in terms of just maybe he was upset and maybe his emotions got the best of him, or he may be considering maybe leaving Green Bay. What do you think the future holds for Aaron Rodgers? Is it in Green Bay, or do you think maybe he could possibly go to another team?
So I was wondering the same exact thing. And obviously a lot of people have been wondering the same exact thing, what's going to happen with him after those comments. But he actually, it's funny you bring that up, because I was doing a little bit of perusing through Twitter before I called in, and he actually came on the Pat McAfee show and explained what he meant. And he basically meant it as he just doesn't control his own future, so on and so forth. And he said that he's going to be back next year. So it looks like he will be back. Now, obviously, that all could just be a front. And things could just fall apart, Deshaun Watson style, over the next few weeks. But from what it sounds like, what he told Pat McAfee, it sounds like that was just him just kind of coming to grips with reality. And, you know, nothing's ever guaranteed. You never know what the future holds. One second, you could be the number one seed hosting the NFC Championship. The next moment, you could be a 31-26 loser who's going home while you watch another team move on to host the first ever Super Bowl in their own backyard. So it looks like that's just what he meant more than anything. So it would be surprising for me at this point if he was anywhere else other than Green Bay next year.
Yeah, definitely have to pay attention to that because, like they say in the NFL, not only does it stand for the National Football League, it also stands for not for long. And you, as they said, we've seen it with Peyton Manning. We've seen it with Tom Brady. And who knows, we could see it with Aaron Rodgers. But at this point, he still is with the Green Bay Packers. All right, and let's move along now to number 12, Tom Brady changed. I mean, the NFL had a seismic shift on March 20th, 2020, when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed Tom Brady to a two-year, $50 million deal. The NFL and the sports world and people who are not sports fans were sent in shockwaves when he left Foxborough after 20 seasons. Give me your thoughts on where were you when you heard Tom Brady signed as a Buccaneer, and what were your thoughts?
So I was just sitting in my room at home whenever it happened and just got the update. You know, I mean, it's a wild feeling, and especially whenever you come from a history that Tampa Bay has that's just not the most pleasant history. I mean, just to put it in simple words, they're the most losing franchise in NFL history. They have the lowest winning percentage out of the 32 current teams. So Tampa Bay is really not known for winning, even though they do have the one Super Bowl. And now you've got to be excited. Watching what he's done over his entire career and knowing, if you do follow football, knowing kind of what's been going on with the Patriots' offense over the last couple of years, I think that there is still room for him to play really well. There were plenty of times last year where, you know, sure, he didn't look great, but as I just mentioned, the weapons around him weren't that great. And there were plenty of times last year where his arm looked as lively as ever. So it was totally just kind of a more wait and see. You know, let's not make any kind of immediate judgment or anything like that. But then once you started seeing the training camp videos, the reports, usually I get to go to training camp, but obviously with COVID, that didn't happen this year. But once you saw all the other people who were down there reporting and all that good stuff, and then once you started seeing the games actually unfold, the expectations just got bigger and bigger every week. And I've been saying this over the last couple of weeks. You know what it feels like if you're a Tampa Bay fan right now. You know what it feels like to be a Patriots fan over the last two decades. And it's honestly a bulletproof feeling. No matter who you're up against, you always feel like you either A, are going to win, or B, you're going to be in the game till the very last minute, because Tom Brady is your quarterback. And for somebody, like I said, who's been a team fan of the Bucs, who's covered the Bucs, has watched his team lose just year in and year out, and we're also talking about a franchise that's never given any quarterback it's drafted, talking about the Bucs, any quarterback they've ever drafted, they've never given him a second contract. So this franchise isn't known for having a very deep history at the quarterback position. So just to feel that feeling, just to go into each matchup knowing that at the end of the day, you've got a shot to win just because of one position, it's a crazy feeling, man. And honestly, I could definitely get used to it.
Rightfully so. And again, Tom Brady's changed a lot of things, not just the NFC South alone, but just really just the course of the NFC and the NFL since his arrival in Tampa. All right, so let's look ahead now to the big game. So the Buccaneers have beaten Drew Brees, they've beaten Aaron Rodgers, and now they have a chance to possibly beat Patrick Mahomes. It's a tough task. We know what the Chiefs have done within the last several years, not just with that high-powered offense, but an effective defense that is so underrated. They're not a top-10 defense, but they're a defense that has been capable to get the job done. Now, the last time the Buccaneers played the Chiefs was on November 29th. That was in Week 12. That was a close game. Towards the end, the Chiefs would win 27-24. Now, again, the Bucs got off to a very slow start, but they were able to pick it up towards the end, but it was a too little, too late situation. Evan, what will be the difference in this game as opposed to the game from Week 12?
Point, I think you would have to go back to Tampa Bay's defensive line with Vita Vea returning and with Kansas City's offensive line missing both of their starting tackles in this game. The Bucs figured something out in that second half against the Chiefs, like you just pointed to, got off to a slow start, but held them to, I think it was just 3 points in the second half. It was either three or six. I can't remember exactly. But it was a lot worse in the beginning than what the final score of 27-24 indicated at the end of the game. Right now, with, like I just said, with Vita Vea returning and what he's able to do in terms of helping the Bucks pass rush and just shutting down the run, he's going to collapse the interior of that pocket. And just like what we saw with Aaron Rodgers last week, that's going to prohibit or limit Patrick Mahomes getting outside the pocket and picking up those 7 or 8 yards that he can usually pick up from time to time when he scurries out of the pocket. That Vita Vea is going to collapse it, which is going to allow the edges to finish those arcs and then get to Mahomes. And we all know that at the end of the day, pressure is how you beat great quarterbacks, and that's how you slow down great offenses. And right now, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm extremely concerned about Tampa Bay's pass rush in that front seven with Vita Vea coming back, because he played pretty well on those limited snaps a couple days ago. And if he's playing like that in his first game back from his broken ankle, then, I mean, common sense just tells you that he's going to be even better in 2 weeks. And then just a little subcategory of what you would have to be looking for, it's also on the defensive side of the ball, and it's got to be Carlton Davis against Tyreek Hill. Everybody who follows football, and I'm sure you know, 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter is what Tyreek Hill was able to hang on Carlton Davis in that first meeting, is the main reason why they got out front 17-0. Everybody's going to have to find a way to limit Tyreek Hill. And I can guarantee you, I mean, if this happens again, and there's no shot in Tampa Bay wins. I don't think there's any shot anybody can win.
Yeah, rightfully so. I'm looking at some of the statistics from Week 12's game. I mean, Patrick Mahomes put up 462 yards in the contest, and he had 3 touchdown passes. Tom Brady had 345 passing yards to go along with 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Patrick Mahomes is just one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. What do you think if you could go into detail, what do you think the defensive strategy will be to try to contain Mahomes and possibly, as you mentioned about Carlton Davis, trying to put a stop on handling Tyreek Hill, but also putting on stopping the likes of Travis Kelce as well as Mecole Hardman and their running backs with Edwards-Helaire and also Darrell Williams?
I think the only defensive philosophy, and it doesn't matter what type of defensive philosophy you run, the only defensive philosophy for Patrick Mahomes in this offense, especially when you include the Tyreek Hills and the Travis Kelces of the world, is just to be on your best behavior every day and pray as hard as you can once kickoff comes, because I don't know how you do it. Those three guys are such mismatches, especially in today's day and age, when it comes to the NFL and the offense, how the rules are in the offense's favors and all that stuff. I don't know. The one thing Tampa Bay has that legitimately no other team, there might be one or two that slightly had it, but the inside linebacking duo of Lavonte David and Devin White are two of the most athletic linebackers, two of the fastest linebackers in the league. They can match up with just about anybody. Now, in terms of, you know, zone drops and coverage and understanding coverage responsibilities, so on and so forth, you know, there's some differences there. But in terms of just athletic matchups, those two guys can really take away a Travis Kelce. They can line up with him, and they could spy on a Patrick Mahomes. You also have an Antoine Winfield Jr. that I just mentioned, who can line up in the box, can spy, can get on Kelce. And then you even have Jordan Whitehead, who has been very effective on even at times. So he can show up every now and then in terms of coverage. Man, really, I think what you do is you just place him too high. You know, let one of those linebackers kind of roam free in the middle, kind of be the rat, kind of be the spy. And then, you, like I said, you try to collapse that interior with Vita, and you try to get the outside edge rushers to just bottle up Mahomes and get him at that top arc point. You know, don't let him get out past that.
I really think it's going to take execution on all three levels. I don't really know if there's one specific thing that you could do. Now, granted, I am me. I am not Todd Bowles. I'm not any of these guys out there. I'm not Steve Spagnuolo. So I'm sure there are a million things they can think of that I couldn't. But at the end of the day, man, I think you just buckle in, you strap up, and you just hope that whatever game plan you have brewed up for that week, I think you just hope it works.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball, because we've seen Tampa Bay's offense really pick it up in the second half of the year, of course, with Tom Brady doing what he's been doing, and, of course, the receivers have played well, and the running game has been effective with Ronald Jones and, of course, Leonard Fournette. What do you think the offensive strategy is going to be against Kansas City's defense? Because we know Kansas City's defense, as I mentioned earlier, it's not a top-10 defense, but it's been effective for the last several years. So what do you think the offensive strategy is going to be for the Bucs coming into this game?
Yeah, you're right. Kansas City's got an opportunistic defense, and sometimes you would rather have an opportunistic defense rather than a good defense because, like you just mentioned, opportunistic defenses, they tend to rise to the occasion. You know, they make big plays, big splash plays, and sometimes those impactful plays can mean a lot more than a couple of third-down stops here and there. You know what I'm saying? So, but Tampa Bay has to be ready for this defense. They've got to have a sound game plan. Steve Spagnuolo is still one of the best defensive coordinators in the game. It was 2000 and the Super Bowl victory when he was with the Giants against the Patriots back in the day. That was not a fluke, obviously. And that's honestly something I feel like hasn't really been talked about a whole lot just yet. Is, you know, he was the architect behind that Giants defense that beat the Patriots in that first Super Bowl go-around back in the 2007-2008 season. I think if I'm the Bucs, what I would be doing on offense this week, though, is, and I hate to say this, but I'm trying to bully the Kansas City front, who is a bit smaller of a front. They like to deploy a bunch of dime packages. They like to have three safeties in the game, and their safeties, while they're very good, they aren't the biggest guys in the world. They're not Cam Chancellor back there or anything like that. I think I'm just going to try to load up and try to hit them in the mouth, beat them up front, and try to attack them through quick screens, some quick passes, and then just some good old-fashioned running game. They're an aggressive defense. We saw how Tampa Bay kind of attacked the Saints, who's a very aggressive defense, a lot of first-down runs, a lot of quick throws. That's how I would expect to see Tampa Bay come out and attack this defense. But at the same time, you know, Kansas City, they've given up some big plays over the season throughout the course of the year, especially if you go back and look at the Raiders, that earlier matchup, or both matchups, rather. So it wouldn't surprise me if Tampa Bay tries to beat them over the top as well. But it's definitely going to be a fun game, man. I expect a lot of points in this one.
Yeah, rightfully so. I think this is going to be a fantastic game. I mean, the offenses are really going to shine. I think defense will come on. Defenses will be highlighted greatly early on. But as you said, Evan, this is going to be an offensive showdown. It's going to be an exciting game. So you can check out the game on Sunday right on at 6:40 p.m. Eastern, 5:40 p.m. Central. On CBS. It's going to be a great one. Well, Evan, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So tell everybody what you do as the host of the Bucs Nation podcast.
So, yeah, I host North and South Podcast. It's part of the Bucs Nation podcast family. I'm the host there. I'm also the lead writer for BucsNation.com. I actually had a column come out today that breaks down the two biggest plays against the Packers from last week. BucsNation.com, we're a credentialed website. You know, we keep everything up to date, opinions, analysis, all that other good stuff. So if you've heard us before, check us out for sure. But then, yeah, also I'm just always on Twitter barking, chirping away as much as possible. And at Evan_Winter, you can find me on there as well. So, yeah, and if y'all haven't checked it out by now, be sure to check us out.
All right, Evan, again, let everybody know where they can find Bucs Nation on social media. And if it's a website, let them know that as well. Where they can find you on social media. And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Bucs Nation is going to be at Bucs_Nation. Everything's spelled exactly how it sounds. BucsNation.com is the website. And that's where you can also find the North and South podcast. That's, you'll see the posts and the players and all that stuff on there. And that's also available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, all that jazz. And then you can find me on Twitter at Evan_winter, and that's EVAN_WINTER.
You heard it from him. He is Evan Winter. He covers, he works for Bucks Nation. He covers all things content related to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and giving us the ins and outs of recapping the NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers and previewing the big game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Should be a fun one. Evan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
For sure, and likewise to you. Hey, definitely handing out an invitation to come on my show sometime soon, so we'll have to get at it.
Solid, man. Thank you. Just let me know, and I'll definitely be available. Thank you again.
Sounds like a plan, man. Thank you.
Thank you, man. We'll be back with more right after this.
Pass to Jones coming across the field, and that's a fumble. Picked up by Devin White. White is inside the 10. Out by Jordan Whitehead. For Whitehead, his second forced fumble of the game. But this one's picked up by his teammate. Devin White back at the end zone. Touchdown break. And on the first.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you. I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home. You can see right here, I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back with my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo. Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. La-la-la-la, detector test. Indeed.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
What do you want a da-da-da? What do you want a da-da-da? I've not a da with a da-da-da. We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa enough to buy some za.
Oh, yeah? Let's switch to Progressive to da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah!
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba. Bah, Babue, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South,
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups.
Foul, throw in the towel.
History.
Switch
history,
to Progressive today.
Santa ski slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you. I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home. You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back in my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo. Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, what do you want to da da da? I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless... you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. It is Super Bowl week, and we hope you enjoyed those great interviews. Once again, a big special thank you to Owen Whittleson, the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, covering all things Kansas City Chiefs from a UK perspective out of the United Kingdom. And also a big special thank you again to Evan Winter. He is a writer and also a podcaster for Bucks Nation. Bucks Nation is a website dedicated to covering all content related to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Once again, a big special thank you to those gentlemen. And also the audio is courtesy that you heard during those highlights were courtesy of the National Football League, CBS Sports, and Fox Sports. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long and thank you again for listening to another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. So long, everyone.